Sick Sullivan. Sullivan is kneading. Lies in the corner, looks at me with his big eyes, and doesn't lift his chin. I shake the leash and he won't even get up. Granny says he hasn't moved all day. Next day, when I get up, I look for him. I'm worried that Sullivan might die. We just don't know what's the matter with him. Granny opens her purse and shows me she doesn't have the money. But tomorrow we're off to the vet's. Sullivan is so big we can't pick him up. Granny asks Mr. Caruso, who has a dog, so he knows what to do. Get a blanket. I'll take two corners, he says. You get one each. Down the street we go. Catch the Lexington Avenue. Up to Dr. Cowan's. All kinds of animals there. Some barking, some sick. Some cats in little cages. A girl holding a rabbit. A crazy, noisy place. Dr. Cowan is a woman with kind eyes and gentle hands. She smiles and talks dog talk. A little voice, quiet sounds. We ask, what's the matter? Tell us, please. She looks him all over. Checks his blood. Listens and listens. Finally, she says, I just don't know. It may be his heart. We've got to keep him here for observation. I shout, you can't keep him. He sleeps on my bed. I need to take him for walks. She shakes her head and smiles. No, Marshall, he can't walk. He's too weak. Let us help you. Call us tomorrow. We'll let you know.